Good morning, my friends. Good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is for you. I'm so thankful you join me for the Morning Mindset. If you continue watching this podcast feed today, you're going to see a second episode come out every Friday called Pray Together. These are episodes where people have submitted their prayer requests, and you and me have the privilege of praying for those requests every day. Now, the episodes are starting to get long because we're receiving lots of requests, and so we may be splitting that into two episodes very soon. But for now, please join me on Fridays for Pray Together. And if you are able to submit your request for us to pray about next Friday, you can do so by going to carreygreen.com, that's C-A-R-E-Y, green, just like the color, .com/prayer. All right, we dive back into Proverbs chapter 10 today, and we are looking at verses 4 and 5. And these verses, though very simple, are very, very powerful verses for us to contemplate. And you'll notice the moment I read them, there's nothing super special or mysterious in what they teach. They sound pretty commonsensical. And that's because they are pretty simple. Wisdom really is a very practical and simple thing. Let's read Proverbs 10, verses 4 and 5. It says, "A slack hand causes poverty, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. He who gathers in summer is a prudent son, but he who sleeps in harvest is a son who brings shame." So notice that these verses are talking about work or lack of working. And in that first verse where it says a slack hand, it's referring to a person who does not put their hand to work, does not put their hand to a good task. They're lazy. They are refraining from work. And it says that sort of behavior causes poverty, and it's implied for that person. And so the contrasting statement is that the hand of the diligent makes rich. So in other words, wealth or beneficial outcomes or prosperity do not come about just by chance. They do not just happen to a person in most cases. It requires hard work. It requires diligence. It requires a person to be found faithful in order for the work of their hands to result in something good. Now let's continue reading. "He who gathers in summer is a prudent son, but he who sleeps in harvest is a son who brings shame." Okay, so again, it's talking about diligence or the lack thereof, and it's giving us an example from the culture in which the writer speaks, and that's Solomon. So he's saying a person who gathers in summer, meaning gathering anything, wood, food, things like that, preparing for the winter, is a wise person, says they're a prudent son, because they're looking ahead and they're preparing for what is to come. But he who sleeps in harvest is a son who brings shame. So in the first part of the verse, it's a person who's preparing for what's to come. The second part of the verse is about a person who has the opportunity right before them to go out and bring in food. And it's a prescribed time. It's a planned time. It's a generally normal activity for this person to be out doing their work to bring in the harvest that's been planted in the fields. But they are not doing so. They are sleeping. They are wasting away the day. And it brings shame to those around them, to their mother, their father, whoever is involved in this scenario. Now, do you see that the main point that Solomon is teaching is that wisdom provides diligence? Wisdom motivates us to do hard work in order to reap the benefits of that hard work, whether it be gathering in summertime because we know winter is on the way, or whether it be doing the hard work required seasonally of a harvest time in order to reap the benefits of that harvest. And if we move this into the modern day, it's not necessarily about harvest, is it? It's about the opportunities we have every day to be hard workers. You know, as believers in Jesus Christ, we should be among the hardest working people ever to walk on the planet. Our responsibility is to represent Jesus Christ in a way that makes him look good, and our diligence is part of that. Jesus, thank you for this simple but powerful reminder about diligence and about wisdom. and about our responsibility as faithful people to make use of the gifts and the opportunities that you lay before us. It's our desire to be diligent people, so show us what it means to work hard, to not take shortcuts, to not compromise the quality of our work. Because of any reason, enable us to do whatever we do in your name and for your glory and for your sake. Jesus, we pray these things, knowing you are the one who will help us pull it off. In your name, amen.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.